Not far from the shoreline at Sitka National Historical Park is a carving shed. Inside that shed, a totem pole is lying on its side, almost done. Donald Varnell is one of the many people working on the pole. He's leaning into it with a chisel and a hammer. He uses the chisel to peel back red cedar near the bottom of the pole, and then he hammers the slices completely off. He's working on a carving of a female figure representing the Sitka National Historical Park.
I'm not really liking this transition from the chin down, though. I was thinking it would be a robe within a robe, and the robe would be up by her chin, so would she be staying warm. Now I think I should push this down a little further. There's a lot of meat to play. This undercut's going to look pretty sweet, though.
Varnell is a professional carver from Ketchikan.
I've been here for 10 days, and I'm pretty sore. But to sound optimistic, I'm still having lots of fun. This is great. You know, I don't want to make it sound too... I love Sitka, and I like hanging out with Tom. And
Tom is Tommy Joseph, a Sitka carver and the designer of this 35-foot pole. He says working on this particular project has taken place in a very limited amount of time.
Normally, I like to have 5 or 6 months to do a job this size. It came down to it where we didn't have that amount of time, and it's actually right around 3 weeks of work from beginning to end of the carving process.
He's brought in friends to help from Ketchikan and Kotzebue, and he's also had assistance from a number of community volunteers.
It happens from time to time. Not a lot, but when it does happen, it is an awesome thing to have people show up. They show up. I tell them, you show up more than twice, we're going to put a tool in your hand and put them to work. And it gives them a unique experience that most people don't get to do, and it's fun for me to share that with them.
Among the volunteers working on the pole have been people in town for Sitka's annual herring fishery.
And last week we had, I think, 4 different fishermen here carving on the pole and just working on the area. So we've had a lot of visitors in the past couple of weeks.
The pole includes depictions of Merrill Rock, a Haida totem pole contained in the park, some Russian artifacts, an eagle and a raven, and a buffalo. Joseph says the buffalo is one of the symbols of the National Park Service.
First time ever doing a buffalo on a totem pole for me. I've never seen one before. Anyways, this buffalo is partially wrapped with a robe, raven tail style robe that actually one that Terry Rothkar wove last year for this very event, for the 100-year anniversary.
The pole also depicts Devil's Club and Skunk Cabbage, 2 common plants that grow in the park and throughout Southeast Alaska. Ashia Lane is sitting on the ground next to the Skunk Cabbage design. She's spent hours here with an apron full of brushes and cups half full of paint.
I'm kind of painting as they finish carving, and I think that wouldn't normally be the case. So it's been a little challenging getting some good edges while the pole is shaking. But it's been very fun and a fantastic experience.
What kind of paint do you use? It has to last a while, obviously.
We're using like house paints, just latex acrylic paint, all different colors. We've got more traditional colors at the top with the eagle and raven, and then we've put, you know, these bright greens on the Devil's Club and the Skunk Cabbage, which wouldn't normally probably be there.
Park Superintendent Randy Larson says the pole will be on display along the shoreline between the visitor center and the trailhead. It's set to be raised on April 9th.
We're going to need hundreds of people to pull up this totem pole, and we have a really good plan for that morning, but we need people to help us raise the totem pole.
Larson says a ceremony will happen around 9 a.m., and then the pole goes up around 11. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.